about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 5 minutes past the hour. We are live. I would love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm looking at this thief who burglarized Steve Jobs' house. Did you guys hear about this? All right. Kareem McFarland, 35 years old, has been charged with burglary and selling stolen pop property after he broke into Steve Jobs' house July 17th. The house was unoccupied, having renovations. He stole his wallet, $60,000 in jewelry, and several computers, but he had no idea it was Steve Jobs' house. How could you not if you were going into his wallet? The home, of course, is in Silicon Valley, around 30 miles south of San Francisco. He said he didn't know who the house was. It's an English country-style home. Just decided to go in. And, I mean, luckily he was caught. He is facing charges in an August 20 plea hearing. He said he was driving around the house, saw it was being renovated, and decided he could burglarize it. And he got away with a lot. He took a lot. From what I understand, piece of jewelry taken from the home, a platinum and aquamarine necklace valued at $33,000, according to Tiffany & Company valuation. That item and other jewelry totaled $60,000. He also took an iPad, took computers. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. He was arrested August 2nd, held on $500,000 bail. I tell you, I wonder, God forbid, it's a sad case, what happened with Steve Jobs, but I wonder if people are selling items of Steve Jobs on eBay and things like that. And unfortunately, that does put your property at risk. People are going to want to take, this was Steve Jobs' own iPad. I mean, imagine how much money that would go for. I don't even want to spend money on the regular iPad. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of stuff to talk about. Apparently, doctors want to come up with a new disease called lazy-itis, not bothering to exercise, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about some of the latest headlines that we had discussed in the first hour, just to review, like blood type and heart disease risk, how egg yolks are probably worse than we once thought, even though we all said that eggs were fine just a couple weeks ago. No, now they're saying that egg yolks are bad, will kill us as well. Also, there's a new heart test where doctors should hopefully be able to diagnose heart attack within an hour, as opposed to waiting the 8 hours that many times we've had to do. So as you can see, very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but not too busy to take your calls. So please call in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Or if you don't like letters, numbers are 1-877-362-3254. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter. Later, when you're on Facebook, checking out, your Facebook friends and your photos and all that, just search the Dr. Dahlia Show, find us, and link to our page. It's my cat's birthday. April 14th is my cat's birthday, so I just gave him his little treat with his little birthday candle in between break. He thinks I'm an idiot. He has no idea what I'm singing to him for. 6 years old. A six-year-old cat, what does that mean? He's like in his 40s? Well, cats can live till 25, so he's probably roughly in his 20s, 30s. He thinks he's a stud. He walks around. He tries to jump the other two girl cats. Problem is one of the other girl cats we have, she's a little bit of a hoochie mama. When she lies down, she doesn't lie down keeping herself covered. She lies on her back in the lithotomy position, the pap smear position. She always lies on her back with her legs up in the air. It's ridiculous. I've never seen a cat with absolutely no, decorum, discreetness. So I need to tell her to throw some panties on because it's ridiculous because the boy cat always seems to jump her. They're spayed and neutered, but they're still horny cats, and I really don't understand their behavior. I thought when you spayed or neutered your cat, they don't really want to have sex, but it just seems to me they're just little partiers, and I don't even want to look at the videotape when we leave, the house, the security tape, because I don't even want to know what they do. But anyway, he turned 6 years. His name is Shake. He was a part of Shake and Bake. We got two cats, Shake and Bake. Remember Talladega Nights, Shake and Bake? And then Bake died of renal failure when Bake was three. So we went to the pound, got Sashi. Sashi's the one that's a hoochie mama. Then we rescued another cat, and we just have a bunch of gigolos, and it's like a bachelor pad there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a woman who is a hearse driver was driving a dead body to a funeral, and unfortunately, she died herself. The body was discovered inside the hearse at around 3 p.m. It was parked on the side of the road near Beverly Hills Hotel on Crescent Drive near Sunset Boulevard. A passerby reported the body of a woman slumped behind the steering wheel. No evidence of foul play. They believe it was due to natural causes, but you just never see a driver of a hearse driving another dead body die while that happens. Luckily, she was pulled over. I mean, luckily, she didn't, you know, step on the gas, unfortunately. So, from what we understand, they're contacting the family. Just one of those crazy things you just don't usually see. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we were talking about triclosan yesterday, that's the chemical found in antimicrobials. Many more articles have now surfaced, because usually you hear it first on the Dr. Dahlia Show, and then all of a sudden the news goes all over the place the next day. You guys notice that? That's one advantage for my having a night show, is a lot of times I get to tell you the news before everybody talks about the next day. But in this particular case, they're reminding us that also this chemical is commonly used in lipsticks, toothpaste. And what had happened, for those of you that missed yesterday's show, is the triclosan was introduced about 50 years ago as a surgical scrub. It's a man-made chemical that is used to kill bacteria. So it's been used on plastic chopping boards, in surgical instruments, even on clothes, in freezer liners, I mean, a variety of things. And, of course, in antimicrobial soaps, cosmetics, etc. Well, what they found was when they tested these on mice, they found a 25% reduction in heart function because it affected their muscles within 20 minutes of exposure. They also found that it affected the minnows' ability to swim, these fish. So they have no idea what this means in terms of human trials, but they're now urging people to just kind of take a look and see if any of their products have this triclosan, T-R-I-C-L-O-S-A-N. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal.
camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I guess a Mount Sinai hospital technician is being sued for watching porn on his smartphone while he was supposed to be managing equipment during open heart surgery while patients were on the operating table. I tell you, you can't make this stuff up. Sandra Morris, a former cardiovascular technician at the New York Hospital, made the allegations against her former supervisor, Ahmet Sürkioğlu, in a lawsuit filed at Manhattan Supreme Court, said she once saw him watching a video of a woman riding a man. This was at the time, as well as multiple other porn. This is at the time when they were responsible for using the heart and lung machine that keeps patients alive during cardiac surgery. She said his fixation to porn was so commonplace that other perfusionists routinely joked about his behavior. I guess staff were notified in a departmental memo that you're not supposed to be using cell phones while you're in the operating room, right, monitoring patients that are undergoing open heart surgery. And apparently somebody switched it to looking at porn. But I guess this went on for a while, so I'm not sure what's going to happen here. But we were talking about in the previous hour how to be an empowered patient and how to protect yourself from things from happening. I really don't know how to tell you how to protect yourself from this. If you're on the operating table and you're not awake and your technician is watching porn, I really can't advise you what to do in that particular case. I don't know. Crazy stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So chemists are proud of themselves because they believe they have created chocolate with half the fat. Now, there's a caveat to this. What they did is they took out the yummy cocoa butter and milk that makes milk chocolate very yummy, and they stuck some orange juice and cranberry juice into it. Now, I gotta admit, I love chocolate with fruit, like chocolate-covered strawberries, some raspberry Chambord in a chocolate fondue. I mean, that stuff is good. So I don't think this could be that bad, but chemists at the University of Warwick think the new chocolate bar will appeal to chocoholics, will give them that chocolatey feel in their mouth. Dr. Stefan Bonn from the Department of Chemistry worked on this. Look at how it takes scientists. You would think chefs, master chefs, would work on something like this. Instead, we have, maybe they should, because look at what the chemists are doing. What they're doing is a procedure called Pickering emulsion, where they infuse orange and cranberry juice into milk, dark, and white chocolate. What they're doing is, as they remove the cocoa butter and the milk fats that go into chocolate bars, they're substituting with tiny droplets of juice measuring under 30 microns in diameter. All right, how unappealing does this chocolate sound right now? Where are the master chefs? Where's the chefs from Hell's Kitchen, Master Chef, Cupcake Wars? Something tells me these guys could probably make a low-fat chocolate cake much better than a chemist could with microns and Pickering emulsions and beakers and Bunsen burners. They say the final product will taste fruity, the team admitted, but there is the option to use water and a small amount of ascorbic acid, vitamin C, instead of juice to maintain the chocolatey taste. Oh, wow. Don't go crazy. The team now plan to let the food industry use the technique to create the healthy bars. All right, that's fine. I mean, but boy, you got me all excited for nothing. All right. Unfortunately, this 100-year-old woman underwent just a little too much excitement for her. Apparently, Madeline Otto is turning 100 years old. She was born in 1912. Well, when she tried to open up a credit card at Stein Mart in Tequesta, Florida, to save $10 on her purchases, she was rejected because they didn't think she was born yet. I believe her birthday is October 2012, so when she put that number in, they said, sorry, you're not born yet, because they thought it was supposed to be her birthday is this October 2012, but she was born in 1912. So she literally could not get the credit card. The minimum age to obtain a credit card, from what we understand, is 18 instead of, and no one under 21, they say, can get one without a co-signer. However, she should not have the age limit because she's over 100. I'm reading this as we go. So unfortunately, we have a 99-plus-year-old woman not able to get a credit card because computer glitches. Honestly, I think we're getting too computerized. I really do. We were talking about in the previous hour how some doctors are discharging patients even before the tests come back. I find it so frustrating that the farther we go with technology, the less tangible, personal we are. I mean, we've already seen that with smartphones. Okay? You know, how many of us call our family as often as we did prior to smartphones? No. We text. Maybe we throw a little emoji happy face in there, whatever you call them. We email. We don't write letters, spray it with perfume and kiss it with some lipstick like we used to. I now nag my husband through a text. I don't have to write him a fancy love letter anymore. If I want to send him a love message, I type L-U-V on a text. That's it. All right. After 16 years of marriage, that's as romantic as I get. I'm sorry. Right? And phone numbers. I don't even have half my family's phone numbers memorized. I don't have to. I have a smartphone. Well, that's ridiculous. We don't even know our family's phone numbers. So if you're, God forbid, in an accident, and they say, okay, I can't reach your husband or I can't reach your wife, give me your next of kin. Well, I can't because I don't know where my cell phone is. That's pretty sad. And I think we are just getting so computerized that things are just getting colder and colder. Even Facebook. Some of you are like, well, no, I have relationships on Facebook. Do you really? Have you looked at your Facebook lately? It's so cluttered, you don't even read what your friends do. It's now at the point that I haven't seen what any of my friends have done for months on Facebook because I don't even have the time. It is so cluttered with so many else's posts. Now, I'm not saying your posts are clutter in particular, but when you have 5,000 friends or whatever the max is, there's no way to read it. If things are becoming so technological and so computerized and so social media that it's getting colder and colder and colder. You know, when these companies say, well, follow me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, you don't really get any personal satisfaction, any friendship from that. You're just somebody they're advertising to. You see, you know, if you notice, I used to say that. I used to say, all right, you know, I have a Facebook account, follow me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. And again, still we say that because it's quick. It's easy to say as a radio host. But at the last radio convention, one of the industry leaders said, stop that. Yes, you need to network with people on Facebook and Twitter, but don't just say follow me. You need to actually interact. And I like interacting with you all. I think it's fun. Not the ones writing dirty stuff. That I don't tolerate. But, you know, I'll put stories up and you guys will comment on them. And I love the fact that I get to interact with you. I love the fact that you email me with your medical questions and I get to interact with you. Yes, it does seem to be overwhelming. Our show is national. It's international. We get a lot of emails. And I spend hours a day working on these emails and social media, et cetera. But it frustrates me because people hire other people for their social media. Politicians do it, stars do it, et cetera. And it where's the personalness? And the reason why we loved social media, the reason why we were attracted to it, is because you were actually able to interact with stars. I can't tell you how, when all this, you know, began, that's how I was able to link up with Phil Hendry. I love Phil Hendry. Radio host, should be a Hall of Famer. This guy is phenomenal. Many of you who have listened to his show know how talented he is. I mean, here I am, somebody who was my idol for years, I'm able to interact with because we were able to find each other on Facebook. I was able to interact with Lou Ferrigno. I was able to interact with all these stars before I even started radio. And I love that. Now I can luckily interact with people because of radio. But before that, that was amazing. But then what happened? It got too big too quickly. So, no, you're not able to interact with a lot of stars like you thought you could. And there's blocks and there's, you know, so it's, I just think things have gone just, out of control. Now, one thing that I think a lot of people are really concerned about is the prices right now thinks that they should have male models. So there's, for those of you looking for a job, by the way, and you have verbal skills, you can pose, have, I guess, a pretty decent body, the Price is Right is looking for you. CBS has announced yesterday that the Price is Right, I believe is hosted by Drew Carey now, is looking for male models. The open call is scheduled for August 30th in Los Angeles. They're planning that 6 finalists will be revealed on September 28th, and then viewers will be able to vote. I didn't think the Price is Right model spoke, but I haven't seen Price is Right in 30 years. Do the Price is Right models speak and interact and guess what the price is and all that? You know what show I miss was Card Sharks. Higher, lower. It's a king. What are you saying, higher? All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanics.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We are back on the Doc Fidalia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in and listening. We say goodbye today to Ron Palillo. Many of us remember him as the sweat hog Arnold Horshack from Welcome Back, Kotter. He died today in his home in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. He was only 63. They believe he had a heart attack and passed away in his sleep. Welcome Back, Kotter, from what I understand, I believe only was around for about 4 years, left on a high note, as opposed to many of these other sitcoms that just kind of go on and on and on, gave birth to John Travolta, who, of course, just shot to stardom with Grease and then later everything else he did. Unfortunately, actor Ron Palillo, who played Horshack, was typecast. Didn't really get a lot of other roles. He didn't want to continually do that type of role. Fell into a depression. Rarely left from his apartment. Many people were talking about him having certain phobias. He apparently had a much more broad type of acting ability. He had, had a tragedy when he was younger. His father had died when he was only 10 of lung cancer, and then he developed a stutter. So I guess his mother decided to put him into acting school to get him, the linguistic training that he needed, and it turned out he loved it. And then he earned parts in Shakespearean productions, went to the University of Connecticut, etc. Later got his big break. Apparently, when he walked into the audition room, Gabe Kaplan was a part of the casting directors, the one who played Welcome Back, Kotter, just looked at him and said he was perfect. So we'll all remember him as Horshack. He's now up there with Juan Epstein, right? I always forget the one who played Juan Epstein, right? Robert Haggis. He had just passed also. Okay, I hope no more. I want our sweat logs to still stay alive. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. A lot of us math geeks were really excited about this one. The U.S. population has hit pi, right? Apparently, the U.S. Census Bureau estimated that the clock struck 314,159,265 at 2:29 p.m. today. That figure is the same number as pi, except times 100 million, 3.14159265, right? Remember pi in school? So us math geeks were all excited. Pi is the mathematical constant that's supposed to be the ratio of the circle's circumference to its diameter. And the U.S. Census Bureau thought this was pretty fun. He said the top demographer celebrated this, saying this is a once-in-many-generations event, so go out and celebrate this American pie. Oh, come on, that's funny. CS math geeks think this is hilarious. Okay, now wait a second. It says, check out the U.S. population clock here. So if the population was 314, it's already up to 314-161-838, and the world is 7,032,860,807. Well, good, it went up and not down. Oh, my. That's kind of cool. Let me add this to favorites, our population clock. Huh. All right. I bet some people in Vegas will use these numbers as keynote numbers. Okay. What else has happened? Okay. Apparently, great white sharks, per California environmentalists, should be now on the endangered species list. Am I confused? I always thought great white sharks were endangered. Or am I mixing them up with another shark? I know it's Shark Week, so we're going to be getting a lot of news about sharks. But apparently, a California-based environmentalist group says the great white shark has disappeared and must be declared endangered. The Federal National Marine Fisheries Services received Friday a petition filed by Monterey-based Oceana and the San Francisco-based Center for Biological Diversity. Whew! I wonder what the memo looks like if the letterhead has that many words on it. The petition hopes to see both the federal and state government listing the U.S. West Coast population of great white sharks as endangered. They say there are fewer than 400 great white sharks active statewide. About 10 juvenile sharks die in nets each year. The group wants additional conservation measures. Huh. Okay, are the great white sharks the ones that were depicted in Jaws? I was reading the other day about the shark attacks that actually inspired the movie Jaws. These were real-life shark attacks back in 1916. I guess July 1st, back in 1916, a 25-year-old swimmer off the town of Beach Haven was pulled from the water by a lifeguard. He was a victim of a shark attack that was kind of unheard of. Nobody thought that kind of stuff could happen. Unfortunately, while he was lying on the shore, he bled to death. And then 5 days later, on July 6th, while bathing along Spring Lake Seaside Coast, Charles Butter, who was a young hotel bellhop, was fatally attacked as well. Now, from I've actually posted this on my Facebook, where you actually see a picture of one of the sharks that they pulled out of the water that they feel was, that they had thought at the time was the one responsible for the attacks. One of the witnesses said that the shark was about 10 feet long. I'm looking at a picture right now. I mean, just gruesome. From what we understand, they also had found 15 pounds of human flesh, etc. And then, as we all know, in the 70s, they decided to make a movie about it. I'm sure there were books written, etc. I mean, multiple. But the Jaws movie, they say, were based on the 1916 New Jersey shark attacks. Now, I just forget. Is that supposed to be a great white shark in Jaws? My husband keeps telling me, no, that's a different shark. So, because he knows about sharks. I don't. Why? I don't watch enough Shark Week. Is it Shark Week now? See, now that the Olympics are over, I'm really confused because I don't remember what's on TV. Deadliest Catch, I know, is over. I'm waiting for Boardwalk Empire. I love Boardwalk Empire. I'm waiting for that to come back. Okay. Let's move on. Blood type. We had discussed this earlier in the show where another study came out saying blood type could be linked to heart disease risk. It's not the first of its kind, but it's another study reminding us that we're doomed no matter what we do, and just don't panic about it. They say if your blood type is type A, B, or AB, you're at more risk for heart disease than blood type O. Blood type O, that's the universal donor. Blood type based on the, we've talked about type A and type B blood and the antigens, where if you have type O blood, you're able to give that blood to anybody. Whereas if you are AB, you could receive anybody's blood. You could receive O blood, A blood, B blood, because you're not going to reject it. Unfortunately, in this particular study, if you compare it to people with type O blood, AB blood, which is the rarest blood type, only 7% of Americans have it, had a 23% increased risk for heart disease compared to people with type O blood. Type B blood, which is me, I'm a B blood. I had a 11% increased risk of heart disease. Type A blood, 5% risk. Some of you are probably like, what? I don't believe this. I mean, here's the thing. What are you supposed to do? You can't change your blood type. Okay. However, I know there are books saying eat by your blood type. And even in that book, they had suggested that type B could be more at risk for heart disease, etc. So A, B appears to be most at risk, then B, then type A, and then O. Here's the thing. What are you supposed to do? Okay, I mean, you know, we're all supposed to be eating healthy. If you're type O blood, I don't want you going out and eating a bacon cheeseburger with chili fries. I'm still going to tell you to eat healthy. I'm still going to tell you to exercise. So, as far as I'm concerned, I don't think you have to panic about this. If you do want to look at the report, it's in the August 14th issue, today's issue, of the journal Arteriosclerosis, Thrombosis, and Vascular Biology. I know it sounds pretty exciting. Of course, a researcher at UCLA was like, what? This isn't anything new. Please. Says, there's always been studies between non-O blood group and increased coronary heart disease. All right, but there's really not much we could do. I know some people are like, well, you could do parental selection, and you could have, you could try to, you know, because a lot of people with A, they have AO, you know, when they give their genes, so they'll either give an A or an O to the progeny. Honestly, I wouldn't panic about it. We all have to exercise. And we're going to talk about this new disease, lazyitis, when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615.
Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZArmor costs, and I installed EZArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 12 minutes to the top of the hour. 1-877-DOC-DALLIE. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know, a lot of us, we get up, we get out of bed, we maybe go to our computer, we turn on the email, just because honestly, when I wake up, I have tons of emails. And, you know, I'm afraid some of the emails are my staff saying I can't come in or whatever, so I have to do that, right? So, you know, it's getting harder and harder to work out in the morning like I used to, because once you sit down and start looking at your mail and things you have to do, you start working on it. Okay, whereas, you know, you used to wake up and just work out. So, again, I blame computer for that. But a lot of us also, we're getting older, and we're getting lazy. And you have people that just, they are so drained from work that when they come home, they just want to sit and relax and veg. So, Dr. Michael Joyner from Mayo Clinic in Minnesota has made a case that maybe lazyitis or living a sedentary lifestyle should be a medical condition in its own right. He said those who fail to work out for months, such as office workers tied to their desks, were damaging their health. Prolonged lack of exercise, of course, causes the body to become deconditioned, causing changes throughout the body. Heart rate may rise too excessively. Bones and muscles can waste, etc. So he thinks that why not medicalize it? Then if we medicalize it, we could develop a way, like we've done with addiction, cigarettes, and other things, he says, to get people treatments, lifelong treatments, and focus on behavioral modifications. Then we could take public health measures like we did for smoking, drunken driving, and other things. Okay. As far as I'm concerned, I get what he's saying, and I see how he wants to approach this. I just think we have too many medical conditions, if you ask me. There's so many medical conditions that we have. But he brings up a good point. How do you treat, if everything that we've been reading about in the news with cancer and with heart disease and with stroke and with sleep apnea and dementia is indirectly or directly related to obesity, and this whole diet and exercise thing isn't kicking in, really, you know, really isn't driving us to go to the gym or exercise, how should we approach it? You know, a lot of things I tell my patients, when it comes to exercising is, now me, I've always been addicted to exercise, so I love gym equipment, I love the gym, I have equipment at home, etc. But yes, I do get busy and I do skip days, and once you skip a day, you skip another, etc. And one of the reasons why people skip is when I bring up exercise, or Dr. Oz, or, you hear your physician bring up exercise, the first thing you think of is, oh, okay, so I got to change my clothes, then I got to go to the gym, I got to drive to the gym, then I got to work out, and it seems like a big deal, this whole big deal. And there's ways to exercise where you don't even have to leave your house, you don't even have to get on a piece of gym equipment. I mean, you could exercise while watching television. And I show my patients different ways that you could do. Like, you could sit there, and I'm not talking Kegel. I know I always throw in the joke Kegel. See, those of you that have listened to my show for years, you already know my jokes. Okay, yes, Kegel exercises are exercise, but not enough, and men don't like the Kegel. That's where you work your pelvic muscles. There's toe tapping. You could sit on the ground and bring one leg up, then one leg down, one leg up, one leg down. No, not college style. Just kind of, slide the leg up to your chest, slide it back down. You could do arm circles. Just stand there and do arm circles for a minute. Wait a little bit, rest, and then arm circle again. You could do head rolls. You could do the pretend hula hoop where you stand there. And I mean, there are things you could do that are exercise. Let's say you live in an upstairs, downstairs type of house. All right. You could take your laundry up the stairs one at a time. Each piece, rather than trying to bring up all the laundry at once. You could decide, okay, well, I'm going to go and get water for everybody, so I'll go up and get one glass at a time. Boom, you just went up and down the stairs four times. Remember, your body doesn't care if it was actually a workout that was timed and recorded on a piece of gym equipment. They just want you moving. The body just wants you working up a sweat. It just wants you working muscles. So there's a lot of things you could do. You could do tushy clenches. You could suck in your stomach while you're at work. I tell many of you, especially my truckers that listen, have a little post-it sitting on the dash saying suck in your stomach to remind you to suck in your stomach. And even if you only hold it for 5 seconds, imagine if you do that 20, 30 times a day. It's a form of exercise. I think what it is when we get on the couch, we grab our pillow, we grab our blanket, and we want to relax. And I get that. I mean, my days are very long. Working a full day at the office, doing a 3-hour radio show, which is considered full-time in radio, every day. It's exhausting. So, yes, I'm probably, when I'm done today, going to want to watch MasterChef and maybe some of the TiVo'd Olympics that I know I didn't get to last week. And I'm going to want to sit. I'm not going to want to exercise and do thigh crunches and abdominal crunches, etc. But the thing is if you don't move, you're going to be at risk for bone disease, bone loss, diabetes, cholesterol, etc. Because remember, we're not as active as we used to be. We have cars. We don't ride our horse. We don't walk to work. We don't bicycle to work. People have to actively exercise now, as opposed to you just naturally had to exercise. I mean, you know, you work on a farm. You have to do your farm duties every day. You're a cowboy. You have your cowboy duties. You know, for many of us, our duty is to go into an office. When you go into an office, you're not exercising. So I don't want to say there's a diagnosis, lazy-itis, but I get what this doctor is trying to say. If you have a group of people that just really can't get into exercise mode, they just can't do it, we need to figure out tricks and ways to get you to do it. And honestly, I love the idea of doing a minute workout at a time. You know, one thing I tell people is, let's say you watch, I don't know, American Idol or X Factor or these television shows that have commercials. Okay, I know a lot of us watch HBO shows, no commercials on that. But let's say, you know, a show with a commercial. Every commercial, you have to get up during commercial and exercise. Either run a place, or an easy thing to do is get one of these steps that you can get at Walmart or Target or one of these exercise stores where it's just a little step. You go up on the step, 1, 2, and then you go back down on the step, 1, 2. You could do that even while watching TV, but I understand if you're tired, if you're exhausted, then fine. You have to do that during the commercial. And when the commercial ends, then you could sit back down. Now, a lot of you don't watch commercials anymore because of TiVo. I get that. But you're going to have to put a little bit of effort into it. But imagine if the average commercial break is 2-3 minutes and there's 5 of them and you do the little stepping thing with an hour-long show, you just got a 15-minute workout. Now, true, we need to come up with an hour of exercise a day, but that's better than nothing. And you could feel good that you're actually exercising, that you're doing something. So, you know, there are multiple little ways. Don't think that your exercise has to be jogging 5 miles a day because you won't do it. Walking the dog counts. Cleaning around the house, vacuuming. There's just a variety of things you do. You know, one thing my father used to do is say, go take a broom, because he in the Army, one thing they used to do for exercise is take a broom, put it behind your neck, put your arms over the broom, and just swing back and forth, rotate, you know, back and forth, side to side. I don't know if that could bother the back, but that was a very easy exercise to do. You know how easy it is to stand there watching TV? I mean, you got to make sure you don't hit anybody in the head with the broom. But, I mean, you know, just going back or even just put your hands on your hips and just sway back and forth. It's muscle. Suck in your stomach. Remind yourself to suck in your stomach. Little things like that. The arm circles are easy. Just think of the little exercises you guys used to do as kids, even stretching. What if you just stand there and stretch? Right arm up, left arm up. Right arm up, left arm up. Little things. This way you aren't diagnosed with lazy-itis. Hopefully you don't get diagnosed with diabetes. Little exercises are a great start. All right, guys, great night. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget to check out the Alaskan Cruise. We're already booking for that. Rooms are already selling out. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook so we can be in touch. God bless.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin,
Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.